Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Happy Palm Sunday, my friends. Today's meditation, the 40th in our Lent series, is simply upon the Hebrew word Hosanna. To get into the spirit of meditation, I invite you to be still. Adopt an attitude of gratitude and non-judgment, and embrace a heart and mindset of peace and loving kindness. Hosanna. This is the word shouted by the crowd that surrounded Yeshua as he entered the city of Jerusalem. Hosanna, the crowd cried, as they fanned Yeshua with palm leaves. This is where we get the name Palm Sunday from. As Yeshua entered Jerusalem, he was fanned with palm leaves as a king. Hosanna. So what does Hosanna mean? Hosanna has come to be an expression of adoration, praise, or joy. Its roots, however, are much deeper. In its original context, Hosanna meant, "Save us." Fitting, considering the name Yeshua means God saves. The Hebrew people of Yeshua's day were living in Roman-occupied territories and were very much an oppressed people group. Hosanna was a cry for help to Yeshua to save them. Save them from Roman occupation. Save them from oppression. Rome and Babylon, these are often used also as metaphors in the Bible. An invitation to be mindful about where oppression and bondage exists in our own lives. Where does Rome, metaphorically speaking, exist in our own lives? What aspects of our own lives exist in which we acquiesce with Rome? The fasting we sometimes participate in through Lent is a great symbol of breaking free from our own self-induced Roman occupation. Take a moment to pray this prayer with me. Yeshua, save us from the places in our lives where we participate in Roman occupation. Yeshua, God saves. Yeshua, save us. Hosanna, save us. Thank you, my friends, for joining me in this meditation. May grace and peace, light, love, and salvation be with you.